That's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening here on this Wednesday morning, 34 minutes after the hour. Inauguration ceremonies underway on Capitol Hill. As I said, we'll keep an eye on it for you, kind of talk you through some of this. I know this is really tough for some of you, but just wanted to tell you, I think everything's going to be okay. These political cycles are never as bad as they seem. 251-343-0106. Text is probably the best way to get in touch right now, but we'll read your text on the airwaves. Let's get to our next guest. Always a pleasure to bring him on, and I'm very grateful he's made time for us. I know he's had a tough go at it here in the last month or so. State Senator David Sessions is on the line. Senator, how are you doing?
Doing very well. Doing a lot better than I was a couple weeks ago, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
So I guess a lot of maybe our listeners may not be aware, but you contracted the virus and you really had to work to overcome it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was in that 5% that has issues. When I should have been getting over it, it was turning into pneumonia. Wound up being in the hospital for a total of close to seven full days. But praise good Lord, we're on the mend. It's going to take a while. It really takes a lot out of you, makes you very weak. But I'm gaining my strength back day by day, day by day.
Well, whenever I talk to you guys that serve in the public sector, as you do, does it change your outlook or the way you view the virus or in a way that may change your thinking on policy?
No, Jeff, I've always, really it doesn't. I want people to be vigilant, be careful. And my whole attitude the whole time is better, err on the side of caution. Unfortunately, I thought I was being very cautious, wearing my mask when I was around strangers, but just somehow I got exposed and didn't realize it and was wound up with the virus. But it's a devastating virus on some people, and it was pretty rough on me, but it's much rougher on others. So I'm hoping people will get their vaccines and hopefully we get this herd immunity up. And of course we've had, I don't know what the number is, over 2 million that's had it in the United States. Is it, or maybe even more than that by now, but it's something to deal with, and we just got to keep on. You've got to keep living. I don't think it's no worse in Florida than it is anywhere else. And Florida's been a pretty good example of how to handle it. They didn't close down. We didn't close down. I would much rather wear a mask and have our economy open and try and keep our businesses afloat. It's been difficult. It's been difficult.
Well, I mean, I guess initially there were some people here that really thought, that all of these measures were put in place, they're a step too far, they're encroaching on our liberties and freedoms. But until you really deal with it firsthand, and maybe you can't really conceptualize the threat of the virus.
Sure, I think there was some of that. But, we had this thing beat down pretty good. And you get holidays and people want to travel. And it's hard to quit living. So it's just one of those things, Jeff, unfortunately, there's no perfect way to handle it. You look at the states that's totally shut down, New York, California, their outbreaks are, and their numbers are almost as bad, if not as bad as ours. So it's not, you know, the shutdowns don't work. So it's kind of a catch 22, I guess you'd say. It's hard to figure this one out. It makes no rhyme or reason. And why does this virus kill a 41-year-old congressman from Louisiana that looks perfectly healthy, and a 92-year-old or 102-year-old in a nursing home gets it and has no real bad symptoms, you know, and then the next person may die with it. So it's very, very, very difficult to figure this one out.
Yeah, a lot of studying going to be going on this virus for ages, I think. But let's talk about it here at home. A group of your colleagues yesterday really calling on the Alabama Department of Public Health to step it up with the vaccinations. And then there's some discrepancy there about the way the numbers are being reported. But I don't know, what are you hearing? Or maybe you haven't been able to, but do you guess that your constituents are maybe not as thrilled with the way that's been rolled out so far?
Yeah, I had called. Actually, I personal called to Dr. Harris, and, you know, my request was to drop it down to 65 like Florida did it. And, of course, their answer was we didn't have enough vaccines in the state for the 75 and older at the moment. But now I think since then we've gotten a lot more vaccines in. Some areas are doing a little better job than others. As far as getting some of the vaccinations in arms, do we wish it was better? Yes. You know, I certainly do. I think perhaps we didn't plan ahead as well as we should have, but I think, you know, on the other hand, the health department was looking at the amount they had on hand and knowing that they had to vaccinate frontline workers, first responders, and those folks, that they just didn't feel like they could open it up to that lower age. And I think it's coming. It's coming pretty soon. And I think they're getting a little bit better on their distribution and getting some things going. I know some of the smaller pharmacies in my area are starting to give some vaccinations to the elderly, which is a good thing. It's never as fast as you want it. I can certainly understand my colleagues. Had I been a party to their conversation, I might would have been on that letter also. You know, I think that we could have done a little better. But like I said, they had to deal with the numbers that they were looking at, and it made it very difficult on them also, Jeff, from what I understand.
I mean, two of your colleagues on that letter, they dealt with it in an extraordinary circumstance, like you had to with Randy Price and Jim McClendon. So exactly. You guys, I mean, they're not just shooting from the hip here. I think they understand mm-hmm. The impact.
It's serious. It's a serious virus on a lot of people. So I would like to see people with low immune systems and all get these vaccinations right along with people 65 and older. You got people that have a lot of health issues, heart issues, and I tell you, this virus does something to your blood. Basically thickens it up, and it's really strange how it does. So the nurses really had difficulty drawing blood for samples while I was in the hospital, and it was somewhat challenging for them at times, as they wasn't real experienced in drawing blood. It was difficult. I think a lot of it had to do with the thickness of the blood, what the virus did to your bloodstream.
We were talking off air, but some of the therapeutics they administered had really worked. It seems to me, this seems to be the case when you talk to a lot of people that have dealt with it, we're a much better place we are in at least treating it, maybe not a cure per se, but in treating the impact of the virus to individuals.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe we're coming a long way from where we were, because you're looking at a lot higher numbers of positive cases. So, of course, you're going to increase in deaths, but percentage-wise, I think they're doing a good job. And you know, they're doing the infusions, trying to keep people out of the hospital. That's working for a lot of patients. They're feeling better in a few days. Unfortunately, it didn't work for me, because I actually had the infusion on the 15th and thinking that I would start getting better. And unfortunately for me, I wound up getting pneumonia and wound up in the hospital. So they had to actually give me the remdesivir in the hospital, is which the only place they administer it. So, like I said, I'm thankful to be here and thank the good Lord for the medicines that we do have and that are helping. And like I said, I'd be glad when we get a couple hundred million of our citizens vaccinated.
Joined by State Senator David Sessions. Glad he could make time for us this morning. Well, you know, right around the corner is 2021, the legislative session, 2 weeks away. And I don't know how much time you've given to thinking about, you know, what that's going to look like, what you anticipate. But, what are your thoughts on, we're looking at?
I'm going up next week for budget hearings. And, of course, we have budget hearings Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll get a kind of a snapshot of what's going on with each agency and what the budgets look like. Feel like the budgets will be decent this year, because you're looking at, you know, basically revenue you brought in fiscal year. So I think the COVID downturn will be next year or year after, and the year after perhaps, depending on how fast we can get our economy back up and running. I do believe when we do open up, totally open up, I think you'll see a lot of pent-up people that have been pent-up. They're ready to get out and do things, and that'll certainly stimulate the economy and also enhance tax revenues coming into the state. So hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. And that leads back to the importance of getting those shots in that, you know, 200 million people. We need to push for that and get it as soon as possible, the ones that are willing to take it. I don't feel like we should force anyone to take it that don't want to take it. They have their reasons, and I certainly respect that. But as many that would take it, I think we should need to try and get it in their arms as quick as we can.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to tell you about the session. It looks like we'll start and do our first 2 weeks, kind of see how things go from there, first full 2 weeks, because we have some things that we need to get done, and we can probably get those done by the end of the second week. You know, our incentive package for economic development, we need to get that done. I think we want to get perhaps liability issue out of the way on the COVID, and probably the tax relief off of COVID related CARES Act funds that have come to individuals, stimulus payments and so forth, PPP loans. Because a lot of these businesses, of course, I don't think they're going to be making a profit anyway. But the ones that are fortunate enough to, it would be good for them not to worry about a tax burden following this pandemic.
Senator, earlier in the program we had on Steve Klaus, he's the chair of the general fund in the House, but we were talking, other than the things that must be done and you know, the liability protection and getting the tax incentives or the CARES Act benefits not taxed and all of those things done, and the budgets, certainly going to be the priority, but looking at the other big, more controversial things. So we talk about every year. Lately, it's been medical marijuana, but one that's been almost throughout my lifetime has been gambling and the lottery. those things just don't seem like there's going to be a whole lot, at least early on, of a push for those to happen.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see that early. I think those there will be bills in the hopper, maybe dropped early. But you know, because of the pandemic, and depending on, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our legislators will not have been vaccinated. Now, there's been a lot of us that have had the COVID, so we're, you know, I should be in good protection for a few months, have resistance. So there are quite a few of us that have had it in the Senate and in the House. I would certainly love to see our House members especially get their vaccinations prior to having to come into session, because there, you know, there's 105 of them. They have to work a lot closer. You know, it's just not, their chamber is not conducive to social distancing. I do believe they have a plan to use the gallery and get people spread out, but that's, you know, that's another layer of just a kind of a burden on them, makes it difficult. So, you know, I certainly wish that the health department could get those guys, perhaps on the second when we go in, if they could have those House members, their first round of vaccination ready to go, and the ones that wanted it get it, I think it would certainly be a good thing, especially if we could get the Moderna. From what I understand, it has the 82% effectiveness on the first dose. So that would certainly make a lot of them feel more comfortable. And then we could, you know, go about our business, take a 20-day break, come back, let the rest of get them the second vaccination or however long it takes, and get to work and get a lot of this stuff done. There's a lot of important issues out there. And like you said, the gambling's going to be an issue. The medical marijuana, you know, I think you'll see that come back up, and depending on the session. If not, you know, you'll see it probably continue to come up every year and until something happens. We either put something out there for folks to vote on, vote it up or down, or, you know, we decide not to do it at all. So,
well, Senator,
it's always a challenge regardless of how the year goes.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely true. Senator, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but I'm glad you're getting better. We'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jeff, and God bless America, and God bless this great state of Alabama. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. State Senator David Sessions, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Would you please just go away?